You'll give us your spirit now. Bless Ken as he shares with us. May you inspire him, and may you carry those words deep into our hearts, Lord, so that we can hear what you want to say to us this morning. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for this morning, Peter. You've really been an encouragement, I think, to us all. We felt really God leading you in the way that we'll be looking at this morning. Those two readings that we had, Luke and 2 Corinthians, what have they got to do with making Jabez mine? Can I just remind you, way back when we started with Jabez, we started with this. There was a man named Jabez who was more distinguished than any of his brothers. His mother named him Jabez because his birth had been so painful. He was the one who prayed to the God of Israel. Oh, that you would bless me and extend my lands, please. Be with me in all that I do, and keep me from all trouble and pain. And God granted his request. Remember that? Right back at the very beginning when we started that series. I'm going to conclude it this morning. We started by looking at why this short prayer and comment was added in this long list of names in Chronicles. The prayer's main theme is one of total commitment to God by an individual, and our first heading in the book, in the little series that we did, was Little Prayer, Giant Prize. Think about that for a moment. Little Prayer, Giant Prize. Jabez was devoted to God and lived in relationship with him, which is beyond the limits of his understanding. Can you imagine that? You're not sure about God. You can't understand who he is, but you know exactly who he is in yourselves. That's where Jabez was. It's understanding for us even today, with all our knowledge, we cannot grasp the height, the depth, everything about God. We can't grasp it, but we know God for ourselves in our hearts through his Spirit. The question that this asks us in its very start was, when was the last time God worked through you in such a way that you knew beyond doubt that God had done it? When was the last time God worked through you in such a way that you know beyond doubt that God has done it? That's our first challenge. In fact, also, when was the last time you saw miracles in your life? Do we look for miracles in our lives day by day? Have we experienced a miracle in many ways? Perhaps physical healing, perhaps spiritual healing, a revelation of God some in a new way that we're not sure about, but we know it was from him. I know that what I'm saying is that we not necessarily know that we experience all these things in our daily walk with Christ. But we want such experiences to challenge us, challenge the very of heart how we live. So that was the first part of Jabez. Little prayer, giant prize. The next session was, why not ask? And this was about the prayer. Here's a challenge again to us. Is it possible that God wants us to be selfish in our prayers? A lot of Christians find it hard to pray in that way. Jabez asked God to extend his borders, extend his range. He didn't know why he was asking that, or did he? He knew that he wanted to see God at work in a bigger area. He wanted to see God come out of his family, perhaps, and his friends, but he wants to see it towards expanding into the nation, the acknowledgement of God being sovereign. And we need to understand that what he was asking for was the word blessing.
in the context of his prayer. We pray, God bless our missionaries. We pray, God bless the fellowship. God, we pray for the food we eat, and so on. And in a sense, we're watering down the idea of blessing. To bless in biblical terms means to ask for or impart supernatural favour. When we ask God's blessing on us, we're not asking for more of what we could get for ourselves personally. God bless us with a new car, or in some cases a new caravan, or in some cases a removal of a pain in the leg or whatever else. It's not that. God wants us to ask a blessing that we want to see the unlimited goodness that God has available to us. His power, his authority. We want to experience God in new and expanding ways. We want to see us expanded out. We want to experience that unlimited goodness that God has for each one of us. So, why not ask? Lord, extend my boundaries. Lord, bless me. I know it sounds funny that we're asking for a personal blessing, but we can, because God wants to give us more power to experience that blessing to give to others. We then looked at living large for God. We come to that part again about his enlarging his borders. And he's not after a land grab, you know. He's not going to go out and think, well, I want all that land. I'll put it to one side and in a few years' time we'll build a few houses on it. No, he doesn't want to do anything like that. He wants to make his mark. He wants to make the God of Israel really a blessing to all around him. So he's saying, in a way, everything, God, you've put under my care, take it and enlarge it. Perhaps I found a modern way of saying this was perhaps be like this. O God and King, please expand my opportunities and my impact in such a way that I touch more lives for your glory. Let me do more for you. We've heard testimony this morning about somebody who couldn't help themselves going to tell people about Soul Survivor and their experience of God there. Not the sort of person sometimes that comes to very easily. And this is God at work in us. This is that prayer being opted. Be expand my opportunities and my impact in such a way that I touch more lives for your glory. When I was preparing this, I thought this, and it's a bit negative. To be truthful, most of us, if not all of us, would shy away from such a prayer. We would cite lacking of ability, of knowledge, being scared, frightened about what people will say. Perhaps you can think of other things that are applicable to yourselves. That sort of, I'll come out the door, out the way, shut the door, I'm hiding behind the parapet. The good news, which we've been sharing today, is we are not alone. Whatever our gifts, education or vocation may be, our calling is for each one of us to do God's work on earth. Can you imagine that for a minute? God's work here on earth as we are, the people that we are, warts and all, as they used to say in the old days. That's where we'd be. But God wants us to be involved with that, to do God's work here on earth. We've heard that this morning in prayer, people's prayers this morning, and in testimony. There is a hunger, there is a desire to see God's kingdom at work here amongst us, but also in amongst fam as well. And this is the challenge for us to say, right, we'll get up and do it. And that's what I feel has really happened this morning. Another part we looked at was a touch of greatness.
One of the things we notice is that Jabez did not ask God by beginning to have his hand with him. He just asked God to bless him. That's the challenge. At this point, he did not sense the need for God to be with him all the time. In his worship and his daily prayers, perhaps, or whatever, yeah, that was God and that was a relationship, but not all the time. It wasn't a 24/7 relationship. Because as far as things were concerned, things were still manageable. His risk he could manage, his fears he could manage, that they were all minimal. But when God, to his prayer, responded and gave him a kingdom-sized task, you could say, when he asked for his boundaries to be extended, Jabez knew that he needed God's hand and fast. He could have turned back. He could have tried to keep going in his own strength. Instead, he prayed. Sometimes we're like that. We're quite happy to just come do our thing each week, not get too concerned, but just quite happy in our own little world, spiritual world, so to speak. But he recognised that to go forward, to know God better, to feel those unlimited power that God wants to release into his life, he had to become more dependent. If we seek God's blessing, that is our ultimate act of worship. We do not become great people. We're still sinful. We're still sinners. We still need God's forgiveness day by day. But we become more dependent on God's hand. That's why perhaps this prayer of Jabez reminds us that God's hand on us is indeed a touch of greatness. Next we came to keeping the legacy safe. And that was the challenge when I was looking at this. Because Jabez's prayer says, please keep evil far from me today. Most of us, most Christians perhaps, pray for the strength to endure temptation. We heard about putting on the armour for victory over Satan's attack. For some reason, we do not actually think to ask God to keep us away from Satan's attacks. Think about that for a moment. We give, as was mentioned today, we've had the armour. Has become a theme for coming through from those who have been away. It's keeping us away from the attacks. It's keeping us secure. But we need to actually ask. Because if you remember the Lord's Prayer, which we shared today, we're asked God not to lead us into temptation, but deliver us from evil. In the same way, God wants you to ask for more blessing, more territory, more power. He longs to hear us ask for safekeeping from evil. Keep us safe from the evil one, Lord. The final part was, welcome to God's honour roll. This poses the question, does God have favourites? Because as it says, Jabez was more honourable men than his brothers. And we could think that God has favourites. But he doesn't. Each one of us can testify that he doesn't have any favourites, because we're all individuals before him, we're all different. He sent Jesus so that whoever calls on his name will be saved. No special people. He didn't say to Jesus with the message, go to the rich people there, go to the poor people there, go to the middle class there, whatever. He said, go to all. And that's what the challenge is for us. In this context of the story, Jabez, being classed as most honourable, describes what God thinks of him, but it's not a credit we should take for ourselves. And this becomes very personal, because I don't want to go to heaven and hear God say, let's look at your life, Ken. let me show you what I wanted for you and tried repeatedly to accomplish through you. But you wouldn't let me. And we can, yeah, fancy God saying that. Can you imagine it? Can you imagine how you'd feel? That you're welcome into heaven, but God says, I want to show you more what you could have done. And that goes for us as well. We can all say that. We could all be experiencing the same response. So, making Jabez mine. God granted Jabez what Jabez request. Such was his commitment to God. We're all familiar with the acronym of the word joy. Jesus first, others next, yourself last. Jabez did do just that. He put God and his service first. Something I try to do. I don't think I'm always successful, but that's the challenge, the thing that happens. Paul had the same problem. I try to do the best, but I'd sometimes fail. One of the things we did say at the beginning was we could pray the prayer of Jabez every day for our family, friends and our local church. And that's the challenge to us because God answers courageous prayers. Are we being courageous or safe in our prayers? When the nearest ray of sunshine of the spirit of faith touches us, the warmth of God's love enfolds us, we want to cry out, don't we? Oh Lord, please bless me. And when it comes in growing expectation that that will be happening, because something always does. When we cry out to God in that honesty and that strength, God does answer. God always blesses. Something will happen. It may not be what we personally want, but it will be what God wants because we said, Lord, bless me because who you are. Christ gives us confidence to pray like this because we're asking him for God-sized best. He has in mind for each one of us the best he has. And all with all our heart is what we're asking for that. We had that reading in Luke about the cost of being a disciple. Jesus reminds us the cost of being his disciple. We think when we read that, it can be very harsh. Very harsh. But Christ must become the central and dominating commitment in our lives. All other loves take second place. How many of you remember a dining table with an empty place? Where was that empty place for put there? It's put there for Christ to sit as head of the table. God's place. Jesus says that's the cost of commitment. All other loves must take place through him. Jabez's example, it challenges us to consider whether we're actually overcommitted to other things or other loves. We must ask ourselves, is my activity worth my time in the light of my commitment to Christ? We heard in Paul's reading in Corinthians, that whatever we do, it's because Christ's love controls us. It's his love that guides us and leads us. It's not our own strength. It's not our own power or our ability to do things. It's his love that controls us. We no longer live to please ourselves. We long to please him. Please him. It's a challenge. So we end with the prayer of Jabez. The Jabez prayer is a challenge to all of us. Do we wish to continue the way we always were? Or are we willing to roll up our sleeves as God guides us and sees our border extended, both as individuals and fellowship? God has a task, a part to play for each one of us in extending his kingdom here at Framlingham. Our prayer should not be, here I am, Lord,
send him, but Lord, I'm not able to be used unless it is in your strength. It's in your power, your authority, your spirit in me that will help others. I end with a little story. The story is told of a bishop who was flying in a jumbo jet for the first time. After they had landed, a steward asked the bishop how he enjoyed the flight. "Bit like church, really," was his reply. 300 people sitting around looking bored, and you few stewards were rushed off your feet all the time. That can be a picture of the church. Is that a picture of Fran? I had a prayer to close with, but I'm going to save that for our final blessing. So I think at this moment I'm just going to say, thank you, Lord, for Jabez. Thank you, Lord, for his prayer. May we shake that prayer, the desire to see our spiritual borders extended, our commitment under God's guidance to serve him, that we know and now say, Lord, bless me with that, so that we can be confident when we face God to say, yeah, and he says to us, you tried, okay, you failed, but you tried. And that's what I wanted from you. It's up to each one of us. God likes us to work as individuals and as a fellowship. All of us can say a word. All of us can pray. All of us can ask God to bless our boundaries as individuals and as a church. And be expectant that God will act, that God will bless. Because something always happens when we do that. So, Lord, we thank you for Jabez. Continue to guide and lead us by his word. And may we look that prayer up again and take it to heart. In your name, Lord Jesus. Amen.
I've got to say this. Got to. I'm going to do this last time and didn't. I've now worked for myself 11 years. When I started my business, I've got a big black hole I'm stepping into. And I dropped to the floor and prayed. My business, this is in your hands. Steer it as you will. And it's been blessed over and over again. You can say this one. It's a big black hole. What you just said, you have to commit and you have to ask and trust wholly that that will be. You will be guided and you'll be blessed. In his hands be it. We'd never look back.
Very true, and I think that's what it means for us as a commitment. We can't be bystanders when there's things going on around. We can't put it all in the hands of one person or two people or a leadership. It's up to all of us to be that part, that voice, that word, the marching. Remember I talked about William Booth marching down through with singing that song? The challenge that brought to people in those days and the commitment of that band and those songsters leading that made the Salvation Army is today. It brought it through. We can be the same. Amen.